sometimes has a little bit of an edge, but you never can tell what Suzanne is going to toss our way. So let's hear it for Suzanne Owens.
Yeah, I think so. Thank you. After that, I don't know. This is in three parts about, well, you'll see. It's virtually spotless, keeping my mother's tears, and preserving. Virtually spotless. Friday, home from school, the smell of ammonia is so strong, it opens the back door for me. The hall floor flicks a long tongue. My socks stick to its shine. Faucet fixtures gleam like new fillings. My fingers breathe on them, leave silver eclipses. And on the stair, my footprints leave their imprints on the mowed carpet. On each step, a string of things I have to pick up. My volleyball, my book on Mexico, a pair of socks rolled up, Sunday shoes, a jar of crayons. Well, down the stairs, the kitchen clatters and bangs. Oh, why can't she be like Mrs. Pearson? Her stockings run under her toes, trail at her heels like clumsy puppies. She wears curlers in her hair like wishbones. Mrs. Pearson doesn't care about the housework. She reads movie magazines. Jane smokes in the morning, drinks Molson in the middle of the afternoon, and tells us stories. The one about her long-lost fiancé. She said, the steering wheel plunged straight into his stomach. And me still alive, sitting with him right beside me. Right beside me. Keeping my mother's tears. Inside that music box, stuck up there on the top shelf of my bedroom bookcase, the one that never gets dusted, are my mother's tears, an inheritance. She loved music. It made her happy. She sang the tune it plays, L'Envie en Rose. My father had moved away to live with someone else, but if I peeked inside the music box, I could see the dancers, the dolls. I could pretend the couple gazing into each other's eyes was my mother and my father. If I touch the woman's dress, it might crumble away. It is caked and starched with the salt from my mother's tears. I like to think of this container as a cloud. Who can see raindrops in a cloud? But they're there, inside that box, that mist clinging to the mirror under the lid. If I lifted it, I might see them condensing. But of course I never do. I keep the lid clamped tight. I don't want my mother's tears to rain on me. I have my own box now. A strong box hidden away. And this is preserving. Steam on my face from the pot where jars and lids boil, rattle with angry bubbles. Separate, we'll just separate you, hiss, like a bug spray. That is your answer as you walk out slamming the door. Preserving our life together is more difficult than preserving this jam you love so much. I don't know why I continue to pare away the brown spots. Decisions the knife makes, slicing out the rot. Why not detach myself like these stems I haul out? Let it all go to a pile of bruises. Wash it down the sink with futility. The juice drips no solutions off my fingers. I try to enumerate my alternatives as I sort the strawberries. I measure the sugar over the fruit. But how do you measure years, I wonder? As cup by cup, I watch the sugar pile up, turn red with the berries, thicken, merge, glaze. Watch it all boil down into clots of altered life. I add lemon, like finality. That's it. Thank you.
That's three really good poems, Suzanne. Very thought-provoking. All right.